Welcome to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast. Today I'll be talking about the Rocket Richard race. In this podcast, I talk about the Rocket Richard race in the NHL this season. Goal scoring leaders, Connor McDavid. Connor McDavid leads the NHL with 28 goals in 33 games, which puts him in the lead for the Rocket Richard at the moment. If he keeps up this scoring pace, he should be able to notch his first 50 goal season, maybe even 60 goals, and take home his first Rocket Richard trophy. Tage Thompson. Tage Thompson is enjoying a breakout season with 26 goals in 32 games, which makes him second in the NHL in goal scoring. If Thompson can sustain this goal scoring pace, he could be in line for his first 50 goal season. Jason Robertson. Jason Robertson is third in the league in goal scoring behind McDavid and Thompson, with 24 goals in 33 games. If Robertson can keep up this goal scoring pace, he'll be in the mix for the Rocket Richard at the end of the year. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on anchor.fm/HockeyWiz777Scouting. Bo Horvat. Bo Horvat is having a fantastic start to the season with 22 goals and 31 games and should continue to add to that total to increase his trade value. Horvat is not likely to finish the season as one of the league's top scorers. Mikko Rantanen. Mikko Rantanen is having a tremendous start to the season with 21 goals in 30 games and should continue to add to this total when Landeskog and MacKinnon return from injury. He should be a lock to put up 35 plus goals this season, but that is not enough to win the Rocket Richard. David Pastrnak. David Pastrnak is one of the main reasons why Boston sits at the top of the NHL in the standings, and he leads the team in goals with 21 goals in 31 games. Pastrnak should be a lock to get 40 plus goals this year and should be in the mix to win the Rocket. Check out my hockey blog at HockeyWizTalksHockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at HockeyWiz777. Leon Draisaitl. Leon Draisaitl alongside Connor McDavid has been carrying the Edmonton Oilers on offense, with Draisaitl netting 21 goals in 33 games. I expect Draisaitl to pick up his scoring pace as the season progresses, and he should be able to finish the season with yet another 50 goal season. Alex Ovechkin. Alex Ovechkin is in hot pursuit of Wayne Gretzky's goal scoring record and already has 20 goals in 34 games this season. If Ovechkin is able to crack 50 goals this season, it will not only help him in pursuit of the record, but would also give him the opportunity to get another Rocket Richard. Kirill Kaprizov. Kirill Kaprizov has been one of the bright spots on a disappointing Minnesota Wild team with 19 goals in 31 games this season. Kaprizov was able to put up 47 goals last season, so it's definitely possible for him to put up another 40 goal season this year. Listen to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast on Podbean and Spotify. Check out my YouTube channel at youtube.com/@HockeyWiz777. Cole Caulfield. Cole Caulfield has been one of the bright spots on a bad Montreal Canadiens team with 19 goals in 32 games this season. Caulfield is only 4 goals shy of reaching his goal total from all of last season, so I see him setting new career highs this season. William Nylander. Of all of the star players on Toronto, it has been William Nylander who has actually been the team's leading scorer with 19 goals in 33 games. While I expect Matthews to eventually pick up his goal scoring pace and surpass him, for now, Nylander remains Toronto's leading goal scorer. Mark Scheifele. Mark Scheifele has been the leading scorer for a surprising Winnipeg Jets team. He has 19 goals in 32 games this season. I don't expect Scheifele to remain one of the league's leading scorers, but thus far, he has been tremendous. On my next podcast, I talk about the Norris Trophy candidates.